You're listening to the Best of Talk Sports, powered by Lloyd's Electric Service. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Lloyd's Electric Service, Truly Hard Seltzer, MyBookie, and Volunteer Vodka.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves. Happy Friday to you as we come in to the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, Cam Black. For the next 3 hours, we will talk sports and other things powered by Lloyd's Electric. How are we today? Thumbs up from Cam. Cody.
It's a great day.
To be alive.
It's a great day here, Friday. Good to be here. It's good to be anywhere. How are you?
I'm good.
Jen?
I'm good.
Good?
Yep. Got my tickets for Zombieland 2 tonight. I'm ready to go.
Zombieland 2.
Pumps. I like to buy the tickets early. That way I can get the seats I want. I like to sit right behind the steps and put my feet up on the rail. I get the two seats at the end of that row, and I put my feet up on the rail. That's where I buy my seats every time I go to the movies.
Wait, where at?
When I go like downtown, or really anywhere.
You put your feet up on what rail?
There's like a rail that separates the lower section to the upper section.
Oh, so you sit at the bottom of the upper section?
Yep. Put my feet up on the rail.
I see.
That's my move. Every time I go to the movies, that's where I sit.
I just go all the way to the top and get on the end. You actually sit in the assigned seats that your tickets tell you to?
Yep. And if someone's in my seats, I say, excuse me, sir, those are my seats. No, I don't actually do that. I'd probably jump the gun on, like, Zombieland 2. Like, I'm probably not going to be that crowded tonight. But, like, with Joker, everyone, I think, sat in their assigned seats. Like, you had to get those, I think, to kind of, because it was a crowded theater, you know?
Yeah. We got assigned seats for Joker, but then I was just...
Was it not a crowded theater? But it was like a Tuesday night, right?
Or Monday it wasn't night. Too crowded. I was like, why don't we just sit where we want?
Yeah.
Like, let's sit up here. Because they had got the seats on the wrong side. I'm like, let's move over here. I never sit in the assigned seat.
You rebel, you.
Yeah. I mean, that's just not like me to follow rules.
It's bad to be that guy, to be honest.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Just kind of ruins everything. Yeah. And then it makes the guy who wants to sit in the seats he went to select, it makes him look like the jerk.
He is the jerk.
Like, we make society makes him feel like the jerk for following the rules.
Excuse me.
And for, you know, being willing to, you know, go on the app. And select the seats he wants early.
Excuse me, I selected my seats early.
To go on
could
the airport.
Could you please
the,
get out of my seat?
When he buys his airplane ticket to, you know, say, hey, I want the aisle seat. And then somebody will come up and say, hey, I want to sit with my wife. And I'm like, sorry, bro, you should have bought your ticket. Like, I want to sit. I'm not sitting in the middle seat. I'm sorry, I'm not. I bought these. I'm not trading for you. And then I feel like the jerk because I don't want to let you sit with your wife. Or I ask you to move so I don't have to sit in the front row. Or I have to ask you to move so I don't have to squeeze in the middle. And not get an aisle seat or have a place to put my feet. I'm the jerk somehow. You don't follow rules, and I'm the jerk.
I downloaded an app and came to the theater early. Could you please get out of my seat?
If you don't have an app for the movie theater, what are you doing?
I just go to the theater.
You don't
and
get
I say,
your points?
I say, give
points?
Me a ticket for this.
You don't want
and
your
I go
points?
Sit up at the top corner.
You don't want your points? You don't
no.
want... You don't want the free popcorn
I don't know
and,
about
and drink
all that.
on your birthday?
I don't go to 15 movies a week.
You go to one movie a year?
Yeah.
Then you should have the app.
Should I?
Yeah. You get points. Who doesn't want points to
because,
to redeem
I mean,
towards
they're
free
not gonna,
things?
How, what does it take, like 5-10 movies to redeem
really
them?
It takes like 2.5 movies and you get free popcorn. It's not much. Especially if you take, I mean, maybe it might take 3 or 4 for you since, I mean, assuming you go to the movies and, you know, you go by yourself.
I mean, I'd probably go to like 3 or 4 a year.
You'd have free popcorn by the end of the year.
I've been to one this year. It was Joker.
That's not true. You went to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I've been to 2 this year, Joker and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
This third movie, you might could have
Thank
free
you.
Popcorn.
Thank you for reminding me.
Yes. You might have had free popcorn. I'm just saying... I get that the hall monitor guy is the nerd here, but we should maybe make the person that steals people's seats. We should maybe shame them.
No, I don't think so.
You go to a game, you don't have the right seats. You just try to get the better seats. I shouldn't have to feel like the jerk for saying, hey, actually, those are my seats.
Why is
go
it,
back to your seats.
It's dumb. Why is it that it worked for years without assigned seats? If you want a certain seat, get to the theater earlier. Pretty simple, the way I see it. We went for years without needing assigned seats at the movie theater.
We went for years without a cell phone. Well, are we just going to throw our cell phones away, too?
That's a different, I mean, you're
no,
talking
not.
Apples
we went
and
for
oranges.
Years without
these
it.
Are apples and oranges.
Fruit can be compared.
I know fruit can be compared, but still, this is a basket of apples versus a bushel of oranges.
No, it is advancement in technology. It is an advancement in life. It makes things easier. That's what it is.
No, it doesn't make things
so
easier.
It's not even apples and oranges. It's apples
no,
and apples.
No, I think the
maybe
people that get.
A Granny Smith,
no.
Maybe one's just a delicious red apple.
A
or
Granny
whatever,
Smith are awful. I think that those are pie apples. I think that the people that get to the theater early should be rewarded. I don't care what your seats say, Mr. Assigned Seat. I've had my seat since Wednesday. I'm like, well, looks like I'm sitting in your seat, buddy.
No,
so,
because I'm going to go get security.
What are you going
to
do about
I'm gonna
it?
I'm going to go get security.
What are you going to do
about
it?
Move you. That's
secure.
What's going to happen.
They don't have security.
They have security in the theaters.
Yeah.
I'll go get an usher.
That's not a real cop.
Hey, usher, come A-Town stomp down here and get this guy
there
back
ain't nobody
seat.
Moving me from my seat. You bring your
I'll
security.
Make things real awkward.
You bring
if it's
your.
It's a crowded theater and I have to go to like, the middle aisle. I have to go to the middle somewhere where I'm surrounded by people on both sides and people in front of me and people behind me. I get the perfect seat that I want because I like being atop. I don't like having people in front of me. I like to put my feet up. I like to be on the aisle. So if I have to go to the middle or something, we're going to have problems. I went to see a movie earlier this year. And I have my seats. Now, this one, sometimes I do just get to the theaters early and get the seats. Only every now and then they make you actually select your seats. But either way.
Right.
So I have my seats. And these two schmohawks came and sat down right next to us.
Oh.
And, like, there was plenty of room throughout the theater. And I'm just kind of like, bro, like.
Right next to you?
Right next to us. Like, if there's one seat in between, that's perfectly fine. I have no problem with that. He sat down right next to us.
Oh,
and
that's
then,
so weird. Who does that?
For the entire movie, he got up and down between the two of them. They got up and down a combined 5 times. I counted.
I would have.
Now, eventually, they got shamed to where they were, like, trying to crawl through the rails. Because, you know, I told you we sit next to the rails. So, like,
I'm sure
trying to go
were.
In between the rails or, like, under them or over them. Because they were tired of, like, making us scoot back and stand up. Because,
of course. Yeah.
You know, you have. Look,
you I punch mean, that guy right in the balls.
When I go to the movies, I get a drink. I get popcorn, right? So, eventually, halfway through the movie, I'm tired of it. I set him down. So, I mean, like, he's getting up. So, then I'm having to scoot it back, make sure he doesn't kick my stuff over. And he got up. No joke. Between the two of them, at least 5 times. After sitting down right on top of us, I'm like, bro, what are you doing?
Did you ask him?
No, Kendall wouldn't let me. Because I was wanting to. I looked at her and said, should we get up and move? Because I was ready to get up and move. Like, here, you're the alpha here, I guess. You took over the seats. Take them. She's like, no, don't move. That's rude. I was like, no, it's rude to sit right on top of people when there's an open theater.
Like, who does that?
It's the equivalent of being in the bathroom and going to the urinal right next to someone when there's like 3 separate ones open. Like, what are you doing, bro?
Yeah.
Go down. Just scoot over a couple. It was one of the damnedest things I've ever seen.
Those are the kind of people that deserve to get shot in the movie theater.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm not agreeing. I'm just sitting here nodding along.
Hmm. Yep. Wouldn't have bothered you that night. I'm sure. Somebody comes in, just those two, bang, bang.
I'm not saying it would have made me happy. Not saying it would have made me sad.
Just keep on watching the movie.
Justice would have been tossed around. Getting what you deserved would have entered my mind.
That is like a thing you just don't do. That's like a psychopath thing to do.
I was just like, I was so dumbfounded by it. Because like, I was just like, there's plenty of seats, man. Like, what are you doing?
I thought you two looked like nice people.
I mean, it didn't really affect me because I told you I get on the aisle seat.
Right.
But it affected Kendall. And then It made me mad just because, you know, they're sitting right on top of us. And then it started making me mad when they got up, like, ever. Because that is the downside of sitting on the aisle seat is, right, when people leave the aisle, like, they do have to go by you. Which, that is a cross that I will bear.
Yeah.
But when you do it 6 times when you shouldn't even be in the row in the first place, like, come on.
I think after the 3rd time, you just don't move.
Yeah. I think that's when they started crawling.
I mean, if you,
I think that's when they started crawling through the rails.
I mean, why even go watch a movie? I don't get up once during the movie. I make sure I have already peed. I've got my popcorn, my drink, and I don't drink too much of the drink that I got to go to the bathroom.
I try not to, but some of these movies are so damn long, I have to. So like, I couldn't make it all the way through it. It was 2 hours and 50 minutes. I had to make a bathroom run.
Yeah, I mean, well,
I was like, you know what? There's going to be a clown pop up here somewhere. I'm going to run to the bathroom. I'm sure. catch me up whenever it happens.
With a new movie, though, I don't want to miss a single moment.
Yeah, great movie. I don't think I got up with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Maybe I did. I didn't get up with Hobbs and Shaw. I know that for sure. Whenever The Rock and Jason Statham are on the screen together, you can't get up at that point. You just have to ride it out.
Was that good?
What?
The Hobbs and Shaw?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was a really good movie.
I was trying to remember. Some movie was awful, and I can't remember. Was it the... I was thinking of a different one. Never mind.
Were you trying to look up the ratings? It got pretty good ratings, I think.
Yeah, it got pretty good ratings.
I mean, it is what it is. It's an action, you know, kind of over-the-top, Fast and Furious type of...
There was some movie that was awful this year that was supposed to be good. I can't remember. The Lion King? That did get poor reviews, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
What was the problem with it? It just, the animation thing didn't work? I didn't watch it.
Did you go see it, Cam? No, you neither.
That must have been the problem. Nobody went and saw it.
No, I think it still did well in the box office, but I can't believe we didn't go see it because, I mean, I love The Lion King. It's one of the movies when I was younger, I could recite every word to it. I didn't have a lot of friends living out in the country. You know, you didn't really have neighbors you could go hang out with, so...
Right.
I would just bounce around in bed, my parents' bed, with the movie on, just reciting every word, just playing out the movie by myself. I'd be Simba, usually.
But they were happy about that.
They would be outside working. I got left, I don't think there's anything they could do to me now, like the child services or whatever, but I got left in the house alone pretty early.
Yeah.
From like the age of four, like I was like in the, taking care of myself. Like,
they'll figure it out.
Just they put a movie on for me, they'd give me two movies. I had Lion King and Little Giants, and I would just rotate.
Yeah. Hey, you're better for it.
I think that's why I love movies so much. That was my babysitter. I would just sit there. My dad would be up at the barn, out in the fields. He'd come by and check every now and then, make sure the house wasn't burnt down, but didn't have to pay for babysitters. And I didn't like going to my grandma's house. Which, you know, now that I'm 29, I would like to hang out with my grandma one time. She passed away a long time ago, but when I was younger, didn't really like going to granny's house. The air conditioning didn't work very well.
Yeah.
Didn't have a lot of channels. Yeah. When I went to her house, we just watched Angels in the Outfield. That was Angels in the Outfield and A League of Their Own. That was the two movies we had there.
Hmm. Grandparents' house is always hot.
But I do love A League of Their Own. So I guess I got that going for me from Grandma's time. God bless her soul, though. She'd stay up till like 2 a.m. playing paper football with me.
Hmm.
She'd kick my ass, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She didn't take it easy on you.
No.
She made you learn it's a rough world out there.
God bless Minnie Ruth.
Nobody's going to take it easy on you.
How's that for a name? Minnie Ruth.
That is a grandma's name if I've ever heard one.
Shout out to her. All right, we're off and running on this edition of Talk Sports. We'll get into our NFL preview. Last night's game comes out with a severe consequence. Got another superstar, at least potential superstar injury in the NBA. We'll talk about all that. Then, of course, we'll do something with Tennessee, Alabama. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program. My man Neasy writes in saying, both can be true. The person taking the seat is lame, and the hall monitor guy. No. If someone has your seat, it's not lame to ask for your property. It is your seat, sir. Big injury last night in the Thursday night football game as Patrick Mahomes suffers dislocated kneecap versus the Broncos. So far, the early report really is just based around Patrick Mahomes tweeting that, you know, it's good news, basically. Patrick Mahomes acts like it isn't a devastating news. He said God's good. And then you had Adam Schefter say, look, the best case scenario here is 3 weeks. His kneecap got dislocated, and they showed the team kind of just popping it back into place.
That was neat to watch on TV.
Yeah. Matt Moore came in, and, you know, the Chiefs had a lead, and they kept the lead. Matt Moore struggled at the beginning and settled down and hit a couple plays, including the bomb to Tyreek Hill that kind of ended the game. I thought he did enough to move the chains. I don't know if he's going to be the answer if Mahomes is out for the season. Like, I don't know what you do if you're the Chiefs and it's worst-case scenario and Mahomes is out for the year, which would really suck if Mahomes is out for the year. We can all agree on that, right? Like, you were kind of talking how you're over Mahomes. Are you at the point where you would be fine if he was out? Or are you going to miss him watching him play? Like, yeah, you've been talking about he's kind of annoying. You don't really like
him. I'm fine with him being out.
You wouldn't care if he was out for the year?
No, I wouldn't care.
I think it'd be a real hit to the season if he was out for the year.
You think so?
Yeah, I like watching him play. And that Chiefs offense is one of the best things in the NFL, in my opinion.
I mean, the quarterback last night did a pretty good job, though.
Did okay, but he's not Patrick Mahomes.
It's almost like having all those weapons around you really helps you to look good.
I mean, he went 10 of 19 for 119 yards, bro. Like,
I mean, you were just talking about it. He played pretty well.
I said he set on a curve. I'm grading on a curve. He played pretty well for a backup quarterback. I mean, he played pretty well for Matt Moore.
I mean, Mahomes hasn't really been anything special since week 3.
Did you watch the Lions game? He took that fourth quarter drive, that game, you know, they had to have a drive to win. He took it right down the field. That was pretty special.
I mean, all in all, full games since week 3, he hasn't had a really big game. He's not accounting for all those touchdowns like he did last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I haven't really – he hasn't been the superstar that everybody was gushing over all year.
I mean, the last 3 weeks he still has – 5 touchdowns, 1 interceptions. Like, I mean, that was with getting knocked out in the first quarter. Last night when he got knocked out, he was 10 for 11, 76 yards and a touchdown. He was playing pretty well.
Yeah, but those aren't future of the NFL numbers. And his team's losing.
He had 3 touchdowns last week, so I mean, he still had a bunch of touchdowns against the Texans. You don't like Patrick Mahomes, that's fine. You're not going to miss him if he's injured.
Got nothing
whatever.
Against him. Nothing against
I
him.
I think it would be a hit to the league if he was out. I do think it adds some intrigue if he's out a little a short amount, though. If he's out 4 or 5 weeks, I think if he's out that amount of time, you just ride with Matt Moore and give him a chance because it's going to be hard to learn an offense. It's going to be hard to do better than Matt Moore, even on the trade market. Like if you trade for Eli, if you trade for Marcus Mariota, if you trade for Case Keenum, like none of those guys are going to come in and like light the world on fire. So you might as well ride with Matt Moore.
Mariota might be successful there.
He might. I mean, he can't really throw the ball in short passes. He's not very accurate, but otherwise, sure, he'll be great.
You get him in Andy Reid's system.
I mean, I think if you
get
gave
some
Andy,
weapons around him.
I think if you gave Andy Reid a full offseason to work with him, I think Marcus Mariota, that would be his best case. Like, go somewhere with the quarterback whisperer. Go to Tampa Bay and take over for Winston or be Winston's backup. That'd be funny. Or go to Kansas City and back up Mahomes and learn from Andy Reid. Or go to Philadelphia and back up Carson Wentz with Doug Peterson. Like I do think those are good ways that you know he could have his career kind of saved. I don't think you could trade for Marcus Mariota, especially this version of Marcus Mariota, and be successful. But if you gave Andy Reid a full offseason, I do think Mariota probably could be successful in that offense.
What if he came in, though, and he was successful, like right now?
That'd be fun. I would say good for him.
Would it bother you? As a Titans fan?
No, I mean, I know that Meathead Mario is not an offensive guy. Like, I know our offensive coordinator sucks. I think Andy Reid's brilliant. So, like, it wouldn't, you know, Andy Reid made Kevin Cobb look good, man. Like,
Meathead Mario?
Yeah. It's the mustache. Kind of looks like Mario.
He does look like a big meathead.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Chiefs upcoming schedule, week 8 against the Packers. Week 9 against the Vikings. Week 10 at the Titans. Week 11 in London against the Chargers. Or is that Mexico? In Mexico against the Chargers. Week 12, bye week. Sucks that they have a late bye week. So, like, best case scenario is that Mahomes is out the next 3 weeks. Packers, Vikings at Titans. That might be 0-3. Might be 2-1, or excuse me, 1-2 at best. Like, maybe they could come in and still beat the Titans, although, I mean, the Titans' defense should be able to stop Matt Moore. As should the Packers' defense and the Vikings' defense. So, the Chiefs really needed to hold on for that win last night, and they're lucky they got an abysmal performance by Joe Flacco and the Broncos. They needed to get out of there with a win, at least get that one in pocket, and they got it. So, now you just kind of have to hope. Can you get to the bye week and get Mahomes back healthy? Cody, you might should have stuck with your Chiefs missed the playoffs prediction.
I did.
No, you know, you bailed on it.
When did I bail on it?
We have it on the board. Cam has it written down.
I bailed?
Yeah, you bailed on it.
Well, just remember, I said it, though.
But then you bailed.
Yeah, I bailed, but I said it.
But then you bailed.
I said it initially.
Yeah.
I did bail, but I could see the right. I could see it happening. You know.
But then you said, no, they're going to win. I believe you picked them to win the division, maybe?
Yeah.
Or you picked the Chargers.
No, I mean, well, the Chargers were
bad. Did not bail.
No, he bailed on the second go-around. There was an original.
No, I bailed, Kim. But the Chargers.
There was an original notes we took down, like, in April.
Well, it's because the Chargers
and then
were bad.
Came back around, like, right before the season, and he picked them to make the playoffs.
That's because the Chargers were so bad. I mean, I wouldn't have bailed if the Chargers had been decent.
Just to make the playoffs, not like to win in the playoffs or win the division. He might even just have them as a wild card team, but he picked them to win the to make a playoff.
I mean, I could see this happening, though.
I have a different thing. I have him listing the Chiefs as his dark horse, but he didn't actually pick them on this. But
okay.
He had the Texans and Ravens as his wild cards.
And then
the Chargers
win
the
division.
Looking pretty smart, except for the Chargers pick. Oh, well. So I had the Texans and Ravens? Yeah. Almost had it nailed. Chargers. Why do the Chargers have to be so bad?
Chargers could save their season. Like, this is what makes their start to the season so disappointing if you're a Chargers fan, if you're one of, like, the 3,000 Chargers fans they have. Like, now it's wide open with Mahomes out. Like, you could and maybe they could still rally. Maybe they win in Nashville this week and get back to 3-4, and the Chargers could rally and get back in that race. But their offensive line is trash. Their defensive line isn't very good despite having all that talent. And it just looks like they're a mess.
The AFC is pretty bad.
Yeah. So, like, the Chiefs maybe should still be able to get a playoff spot. But if Mahomes is out for these next 4 weeks, man, that might be four losses. That might be four losses unless Andy Reid can maximize what Matt Moore can do. And, Cody, you've talked about those skilled players. Get them the ball. And last night, I don't know if it's just because the Broncos or what, but the Chiefs defense played like they were tired of being talked about. They came out and balled.
Yeah, they were not bad last night.
The defensive line was really all over Flacco. Man, this Chiefs schedule's tough, though. Like, they might miss the playoffs. I told you those next four games before the bye week, right? They have the Packers and Vikings at the Titans, in Mexico against the Chargers, then bye week. But even after that, home against the Raiders, at Patriots, Broncos, at the Bears, home for Chargers. So, like,
they're going to Mexico to play?
Yeah. That's where that game was supposed to be last year. Remember that Rams game?
Against the – oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it ended up being in L.A.
Yeah,
it was a great game.
Yeah. But, like, the turf wasn't ready to play, so they canceled it.
Yeah. So,
now
they're
playing – we'll send you the Chiefs next time.
So, they're playing the Chargers in Mexico.
Yeah. On Monday Night Football. Do you have a problem with them running the quarterback sneak with Mahomes? I've seen that be a little bit of the topic of conversation. That's
no.
The play where Mahomes got hurt. Did you have a problem with it?
No, I didn't have a problem with that. I mean, Tom Brady runs quarterback sneaks.
Tom Brady runs quarterback sneaks all the time.
What's the problem with Mahomes running a quarterback sneak? I know you didn't see anybody saying anything about it until he got hurt.
Well, I mean, I think it was the first quarterback sneak he's ran. Like,
well, I mean, if your body can't hold up on a quarterback sneak, I mean.
Cam, do you have a problem with it all?
No.
My only issue is, like, I don't have a problem with it, but, like, if you did, we did know going into the game that Patrick Mahomes was dealing with a leg injury, right? I mean, we did know he was already kind of banged up and hurt, but it was his ankle, right? It was his ankle that had been bothering
him.
Yeah.
So I don't really want him going in pushing with his ankle in a quarterback sneak in the first quarter of a game, but he didn't hurt his ankle, he hurt his knee, so I don't know if those are related or what.
I mean, it was a freak play that he got hurt.
But there is something, too, like, he is your franchise right now, and do you want him having the position where people can jump on his legs, especially when he's already hurt. Again, I don't have an issue with it. I'm just saying the people who do are saying he's already banged up and now he's out for maybe the year or at least 3 weeks. And
I mean, it's
you should protect your franchise quarterback. But
it's
again,
football.
When Tom Brady's doing it nonstop, you kind of lose that.
Yeah, like it's football. It's a quarterback sneak. It's not like it's a dangerous play.
Right.
It's not like you got your quarterback running open in midfield
right.
to get hit by a defender.
Jumping
you
up
know,
and getting flipped over.
He's just running, ramming through a pile. I mean,
yeah, just kind of a freak play.
Yeah, things happen. I got no problem with it. There are some updated odds on the AFC.
Yeah.
New England, a heavy favorite.
To win the AFC.
Yes.
So win the AFC and go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, New
Not
England.
Not number one seed in the playoffs, but to win the
Just
win
the to
AFC.
Win the AFC.
Okay. Give them to me. What are the Patriots at right now? Minus 200?
Minus 130.
So not that big. That'd be way too big. My bad.
-130. Kansas City +425 now.
Okay.
And then Baltimore and the Texans both
6-1.
10-1.
10-1. Texans at 10-1.
Yeah. And then Buffalo 16-1. Colts 20-1.
What are the Titans at? Unlisted. They didn't bother put them on the list.
80-1. The Titans do have better odds than Denver, the Jets, the Bengals, and the Dolphins.
All right.
But they are behind the Jags, the Raiders, the Steelers, the Browns, the Chargers, the Colts, the Bills, the Texans, the Ravens, the Chiefs, and the Patriots.
The Steelers, really? The Steelers?
Yeah. Steelers at 35-1.
With Mason Rudolph and...
Yeah, I guess.
Whoever that Devlin guy is.
Devlin Hodge.
Yeah,
Hodges.
Hodge. Yeah. Texans at 10-1, huh?
Mm-hmm. You see value there?
I don't know. Their offensive lineman, their first-round pick's going to be out for a while, so I don't know, probably not.
Baltimore, I mean.
The real value is probably just take the Patriots.
Probably.
The Chiefs at 4-1, I mean, if they get healthy and get in the playoffs, like, I'll take my 4-1 chances on them going into New England and winning, but they're not definitely not going to have the home field advantage this year.
No. Now would be the time to get them, though, I guess, if you want
to. No, now would not be the time to get them. It'll get worse after they lose these next two games.
Oh, you think? Oh, well.
I mean, I think they're going to lose to the Packers and the Vikings.
Well, yeah. Okay. Probably.
I'd say they'll be back down to 10-1 or so. Lose a couple more games.
Hmm. How the mighty have fallen.
All it took was an injury.
They missed their window.
Maybe.
It's over.
I don't know. Florida State sucks. The Braves embarrassed. The Chiefs.
Turns out maybe we shouldn't have stolen all that land.
And then mocked them with it in sporting events.
Yeah.
And then they piled the Madden curse on top of Mahomes.
Yes.
Although
double whammy.
Although the number.
Antonio Brown last year and Patrick Mahomes this year. Yeah. Damn, the Madden curse is back.
And you look who's number one, the Patriots.
We need to put Brady on the cover immediately.
It's history repeating itself. Patriots, Americans, Chiefs, Native Americans. Just history repeating itself.
And that was Talking Thanksgiving with John and Cody. We'll be back on the other side. I feel like there's a really dangerous but really good idea left out there. Somebody needs to create like an app or software who can transcribe podcasts, transcribe audio files, and then create a database where you could then search them kind of like Google. That's dangerous if you do a lot of radio or podcast. You could get canceled for saying the wrong thing. But I think it would come in handy. Just for the sake of arguments. That way, if I ever have to go back and look for, actually, Cody, on this date, you said this. Let's search in. Cody says, don't be afraid to try food because of price. Boom, I can pull up a conversation. Kind of like Google.
We might get canceled in a hurry.
There's a way to do that. You know, obviously, with tweets, you search people's keywords. There should be a way to do that with audio. Now, it's dangerous. And like I said, it'll lead to a lot of people being canceled. But there is a million-dollar idea there somewhere.
I think the best way to do that now would to be, like, take that text-to-talk type stuff and, like, play the podcast and have it, like, type up.
Okay.
I mean, you just, like, save that.
Do you want to get started on this and then we split the money?
Yeah. I'll start working on it.
All right, you start working on it and then we'll split the money. Works for you?
Works for me.
Works for me. Apparently, there is a report/antidote from Molly McGrath. Molly McGrath covers college football for ESPN.
Yes, yeah, she does.
Excuse me?
Please continue. I'm a big Molly McGrath fan.
Molly does it for you?
Oh, yeah.
Let me check out some pics of Molly McGrath.
You don't have to make
it
weird.
I'm a Malika Andrews person myself.
Yeah, no, Molly doesn't do it for me. She is a lovely lady, but she doesn't do it for me. Not my type. Looks like it's right in your wheelhouse, though.
What is my wheelhouse?
Petite and blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's your wheelhouse. Petite and blonde.
Blonde is key, yeah.
Yeah.
I like other hair colors too, but blonde is really, I mean, that's really what does it.
She looks like she's right in your wheelhouse. I didn't mean that in a bad way. She's a lovely lady. But she's got a report / antidote out where she claims that she talked to some Tennessee players.
Mm-hmm. I saw this.
You saw this?
From that nerd Mandel.
Okay.
He's got the most punchable face of any guy I've ever seen. Stuart Mandel.
Okay.
You ever looked at his face? It's like it's made for a fist.
Let me check it. Stuart Mandel.
His face is like a mold for a fist.
Not Howie Mandel.
To go into it.
Do we not like Stuart Mandel?
No.
Is he a dweeb?
No, I don't like him. He's one of those.
Is he on the list?
He's on the list.
He's on the list?
Yeah.
I don't think of him as the same. You know, when I think of the list, Mandel would, at the best, be like 7th, 8th, 10th, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I mean, he's not number one.
Okay, but position, he is. But he's on the list.
He's on there.
Okay.
I just hate his face. Some people, you know, you just hate their face.
He's got a weird face in the sense that he looks like he's 45 while also looking like 28.
I think he's like 60.
No. 60? This guy's not 60 years old.
Stuart Mandel?
No way he's 60.
I'm going to call him 60. That's my guess.
There's no way he's 60.
Well, I'm looking him up now.
Does he look 60 to you? Howie Mandel looks 60. Howie Mandel's probably close to 60.
Stuart Mandel's not even important enough for it to show where he was born.
He went to Northwestern and graduated in 1998.
So he was born in 1980?
More like 76, wouldn't it?
He's 22. Yeah. I was thinking of high school. 76?
Yeah.
So he'd be 44.
Yeah.
5.
Yeah, definitely not 60.
Right where you had him, 45, yeah. Either way, he's a nerd.
Well, anyways, there was a report with an antidote from Molly McGrath where she said that she spoke to some Tennessee players, and they all said Alabama does not look like a team who can win a championship this year.
Why you got to do this, Molly?
You got a problem with it? You think it's like billboard material? Like, there is a chance that like they were going to take it easy on us, and then now like, oh, they're not a championship team. We'll show you this. We'll show you.
Maybe it's the media's agenda to try to get some hype going for this game.
Maybe because the game is on ESPN, and she is an ESPN reporter.
Yeah, and she knows that a 9 o'clock kickoff for a game that's bound to be a blowout would not have, I mean, I wouldn't think there's too much interest in it. I mean, there's interest in it just in the fact that Alabama's playing, but that's still a late kickoff. Nobody's watching the second half of that game, right? I mean, say Bama's up by 30 at the half. Nobody's watching the second half of Tennessee-Bama.
We will be at Elkmont Exchange watching the game. I'll have the built-in excuse of leaving at halftime to come here, you know, to do voluntary reaction. But I'd imagine most people probably leave at halftime, too.
I mean, people around the country, too, that are just interested
Tennessee
in
Tennessee fans
Bama.
In general, like Tennessee fans, Alabama fans, maybe they stick around for their little light show that they're going to take credit for.
Are they doing that at halftime? Or
I don't know. I feel like they'll probably, I don't know, maybe they'll do it at the end of the first quarter since they don't anticipate it being having a lot of eyes on it in terms of.
I mean, what's the big deal about this light show? I keep hearing about it. What is the?
They're just going to do lights, and, you know, we've already talked about it. Everyone's doing lights these days. It's nothing special.
Seems pretty disrespectful to those with epilepsy.
That's what I thought.
If you're an epileptic fan, I guess you can't go to this game because your school doesn't care about you, which to me I think is pretty disappointing.
Nick tweets in asking, isn't Mandel another Curry guy? So, yeah, maybe he is. Maybe he is on the list. Where does Mandel work?
I don't know. I just like to slap him in the face.
I get what you're saying about the face, and like I said, he looks like he's 45 and also 28. Like he's got a
weird face.
I'd
like to hit him in the face with a big dildo, a big rubber dildo. Just a big rubber dildo. Just hit him right in the face with it because that's what he deserves.
That's the first item that comes to mind.
It is the first item that comes to mind.
You could hit him with anything in the world, and that's what you pick.
Yeah, that's what I pick.
Seems a little weird.
Not a friendly one either.
What do you mean by
friendly? I mean a big one. I want it to hurt. Wouldn't that be funny? Just walk up to the guy and just right in the face. Okay, a steel dildo. That's hard to say. Steel dildo. Steel dildo. Steel dildo. That's hard to say.
Steel dildo.
Steel dildo. I mean, do you not get that urge when you look at his face?
No, I don't.
Like his face?
No, I just don't get any urges. I just look at it and say, there's a face. He looks like a typical dork in media. Just typical journalist dork. That's what I look at. That's what I see when I look at him. Let's see. Stuart Mandel of The Athletic responded to a report from Pete Famel of Yahoo Sports about Ole Miss. Former coach Hugh Freeze interviewing for the position. So Mandel tried to equate us hiring Hugh Freeze to us not wanting Greg Schiano.
Yep, there he is. He's boom. On the list. Boom, on the list.
On the list. Well, surely that could never happen. Tennessee fans made it clear last year how they feel about coaches with skeletons from their past. I also know the difference between third-party hearsay that was never deemed critical and actual facts. I don't know if he would have been a good head coach. I just know he didn't deserve to have his career torpedoed by an angry mob.
Oh, I'd like another dildo to the face, please.
That's a pretty serious charge you're leveling based on next to nothing.
That's how he laughs.
He's on the list.
Yeah.
You take that dildo and you hit him right in the face with it, McClure.
Go to hell, Mandel.
You have the permission. But there was a report from his that said Tennessee didn't think Alabama. Tennessee's players, unknown players, unnamed players, do not see Alabama as a championship team. I talked to a couple of Tennessee players. They're very confident, Molly McGrath said. They said this doesn't look like an Alabama team that can win a national championship. Which, okay, if they didn't want to put their names on it, they probably didn't want it out there. They probably thought it was off the record.
The pretty girl came up and started asking questions, and
they wanted to peacock a little bit. Exactly. They wanted to puff that chest out. We're not worried about them.
I mean, if you
Alabama.
You got to be confident if Molly McGrath comes up asking you questions.
Are we worried about playing Alabama? Alabama better be worried about playing us. You saw what we did to Mississippi State, right?
Yeah, that's how good we are.
You better be worried about us. I know the difference between third-party hearsay and ... actual facts. Yeah, I'm with you. He's on the list. He has moved up a couple spots. He's still behind Pete Thamel. He's still behind Pat Forty. Forday, and he's still behind Walken. So he's still low. Dennis Dodd belongs somewhere on there too.
I'd be cool with all those guys just hopping in a van together and driving off the side of a mountain.
Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Lloyd's Electric Services is the region's most trusted service provider and a leader in mechanical and electrical service, industrial maintenance infrastructure, and commercial building services. Commercial building maintenance doesn't have to be pieced out to different companies. All of your facility maintenance needs can be handled by one trusted Knoxville company with a service record that speaks for itself. The LES Facility Service Division believes that facility maintenance should include it all. HVAC and refrigeration, Lloyd's deals with all top brands in HVAC, commercial and industrial units, chillers, and restaurant equipment. Telecommunication, Lloyd's is a trusted source for all fiber and hybrid coax installations. Let their team of highly qualified technicians upgrade and maintain your network. Their around-the-clock service repairs are available anytime, day or night, 365 days a year. Commercial, industrial, residential, Lloyd's does it all. Contact them at 865-692-6700 or online at lloydselectricservice.com. Lloyd's Electric Services, your business, our priority.
Dangerous but really good idea left out there. Somebody needs to create like an app or software who can transcribe podcasts transcribe audio files, and then create a database where you could then search them kind of like Google. That's dangerous if you do a lot of radio or podcast. You could get canceled for saying the wrong thing. But I think it would come in handy just for the sake of arguments. That way, if I ever have to go back and look for, actually, Cody, on this date, you said this. Let's search in. Cody says, don't be afraid to try food because of price. Boom, I could pull up a conversation. Kind of like Google.
We might get canceled in a hurry.
There's a way to do that. You know, obviously with tweets, you search people's keywords. There should be a way to do that with audio. Now, it's dangerous. And like I said, it'll lead to a lot of people being canceled. But there is a million-dollar idea there somewhere.
I think the best way to do that now would be, like, take that text-to-talk type stuff and, like, play the podcast and have it, like, type up.
Okay.
I mean, you just, like, save that.
Do you want to get started on this and then we split the money?
Yeah, I'll start working on it.
All right, you start working on it and then we'll split the money. Works for you?
Works for me.
Works for me. Apparently, there is a report slash anecdote from Molly McGrath. Molly McGrath covers college football for ESPN.
Yes, she does.
Excuse me?
Please continue. I'm a big Molly McGrath fan.
Molly does it for you?
Oh, yeah.
Let me check out some pics of Molly McGrath.
You don't have to make it
weird.
I'm a
Malika Andrews person myself.
Yeah, no, Molly doesn't do it for me. She is a lovely lady, but she doesn't do it for me. Not my type. Looks like it's right in your wheelhouse, though.
What is my wheelhouse?
Petite and blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's your wheelhouse. Petite and blonde.
Blonde is key, yeah.
Yeah.
I like other hair colors too, but blonde is really—I mean, that's really what does it.
She looks like she's right in your wheelhouse. I didn't mean that in a bad way. She's a lovely lady, but she's got a report slash anecdote out where she claims that she talked to some Tennessee players.
Mm-hmm. I saw this.
You saw this
from that nerd Mandel.
Okay.
He's got the most punchable face of any guy I've ever seen, Stuart Mandel.
Okay.
You ever looked at his face? It's like it's made for a fist.
Let me check it. Stuart Mandel.
His face is like a mold for a fist.
Not Howie Mandel.
To go into it.
Do we not like Stuart Mandel?
No.
Is he a dweeb?
No, I don't like him. He's one of those.
Is he on the list?
He's on the list.
He's on the list?
Yeah.
I don't think of him as the same. When I think of the list, Mandel would, at the best, be like 7th, 8th, 10th, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I mean, he's not number one.
Okay, but position, he is. But he's on the list.
He's on there.
Okay.
I just hate his face. Some people, you know, you just hate their face.
He's got a weird face in the sense that he looks like he's 45 while also looking like 28.
I think he's like 60.
No. 60? This guy's not 60 years old.
Stuart Mandel?
No way he's 60.
I'm going to call him 60. That's my guess.
There's no way he's 60.
Well, I'm looking him up now.
Does he look 60 to you? Howie Mandel looks 60. Howie Mandel's probably close to 60.
Stuart Mandel's not even important enough for it to show where he was born.
He went to Northwestern and graduated in 1998.
So he was born in 1980?
More like 76, wouldn't it?
He's 22. Yeah. I was thinking of high school. 76?
Yeah.
So he'd be 44.
Yeah.
5.
Yeah, definitely not 60.
Right where you had him, 45, yeah. Either way, he's a nerd.
Well, anyways, there was a report with an anecdote from Molly McGrath where she said that she spoke to some Tennessee players, and they all said Alabama does not look like a team who can win a championship this year.
Why you got to do this, Molly?
You got a problem with it? You think it's like billboard material? Like, there is a chance that like they were going to take it easy on us, and then now like, oh, they're not a championship team. We'll show you this. We'll show you.
Maybe it's the media's agenda to try to get some hype going for this game.
Maybe because the game is on ESPN, and she is an ESPN reporter.
Yeah, And she knows that a 9 o'clock kickoff for a game that's bound to be a blowout would not have, I mean, I wouldn't think there's too much interest in it. I mean, there's interest in it just in the fact that Alabama's playing, but that's still a late kickoff. Nobody's watching the second half of that game, right? I mean, say Bama's up by 30 at the half. Nobody's watching the second half of Tennessee-Bama.
We will be at Elkmont Exchange watching the game. I'll have the built-in excuse of leaving at halftime to come here, you know, to do voluntary reaction. But I'd imagine most people probably leave at halftime, too.
I mean, people around the country, too,
Tennessee fans in general, like Tennessee fans, Alabama fans, maybe they stick around for a little their little light show that they're going to take credit for.
Are they doing that at halftime? Or
I don't know. I feel like they'll probably, I don't know, maybe they'll do it at the end of the first quarter since they don't anticipate it being having a lot of eyes on it in terms of
I mean, what's the big deal about this light show? I keep hearing about it. What is the...
They're just going to do lights, and, you know, we've already talked about it. Everyone's doing lights these days. It's nothing special.
Seems pretty disrespectful to those with epilepsy.
That's what I thought.
If you're an epileptic fan, I guess you can't go to this game because your school doesn't care about you, which to me I think is pretty disappointing.
Nick tweets in asking, isn't Mandel another Curry guy? So, yeah, maybe he is. Maybe he is on the list. Where does Mandel work?
I don't know. I'd just like to slap him in the face.
I get what you're saying about the face, and like I said, he looks like he's 45 and also 28. Like he's got a weird
face.
I'd
like to hit him in the face with a big dildo, a big rubber dildo. Excuse me? A big rubber dildo. Just hit him right in the face with it, because that's what he deserves.
That's the first item that comes to mind.
It is the first item that comes to mind.
You could hit him with anything in the world, and that's what you pick.
Yeah, that's what I pick.
Seems a little weird.
Not a friendly one either.
What do you mean by friendly?
I mean a big one. I want it to hurt. Wouldn't that be funny? Just walk up to the guy and just right in the face. Okay, a steel dildo. That's hard to say. Steel dildo. That's hard to say.
Steel dildo.
I mean, do you not get that urge when you look at his face?
No, I don't. I don't.
So
really,
you like his face?
No, I just don't get any urges. I just look at it and say, there's a face. He looks like a typical dork in media. Just a typical journalist dork. That's what I look at. That's what I see when I look at him. Let's see. Stuart Mandel of The Athletic responded to a report from Pete Famel of Yahoo Sports about Ole Miss. Former coach Hugh Freeze interviewing for the position. So Mandel tried to equate us hiring Hugh Freeze to us not wanting Greg Schiano.
Yep, there he is. He's boom.
On the list.
Boom, on the list.
On the list. Well, surely that could never happen. Tennessee fans made it clear last year how they feel about coaches with skeletons from their past. I also know the difference between third-party hearsay that was never deemed critical and actual facts. I don't know if he would have been a good head coach. I just know he didn't deserve to have his career torpedoed by an angry mob.
Oh, I'd like another dildo to the face, please.
That's a pretty serious charge you're leveling based on next to nothing.
That's how he laughs.
He's on the list.
Yeah.
You take that dildo and you hit him right in the face with it, McClure.
Go to hell, Mandel.
You have the permission. But there was a report from his that said Tennessee didn't think Alabama. Tennessee's players, unnamed players, do not see Alabama as a championship team. I talked to a couple of Tennessee players. They're very confident, Molly McGrath said. They said this doesn't look like an Alabama team that can win a national championship. Which, okay, if they didn't want to put their names on it, they probably didn't want it out there. They probably thought it was off the record.
The pretty girl came up and started asking questions, and
they wanted to peacock a little bit.
Exactly.
They wanted to puff that chest out. We're not worried about them.
I mean, if you got to be confident if Molly McGrath comes up asking you questions.
Are we worried about playing Alabama? Alabama better be worried about playing us. You saw what we did to Mississippi State, right?
Yeah, that's how good we are.
You better be worried about us.
I know the difference between third-party hearsay and ... actual facts.
Yeah, I'm with you. He's on the list. He has moved up a couple spots. He's still behind Pete Thamel. He's still behind Pat Forty for Day. And he's still behind Walken. So he's still low. Dennis Dodd belongs somewhere on there, too.
I'd be cool with all those guys just hopping in a van together and driving off the side of a mountain.
Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. What'd you say about Anne Frank right before we came on air?
What? Huh?
What'd you just say about Anne Frank right before we came on air? Do I want to know? Never mind. Moving on.
I'm looking at Amsterdam. Some things in Amsterdam. That's what I've been.
And did you say, oh, I can go to the Anne Frank house? Is that what you said?
Yeah, they have the Anne Frank house there.
I was just wondering, like, right before we get the mics on, you said, oh, Anne Frank.
I was looking at the
I was just like, what has happened here?
Things to do and see, tourist attractions.
Okay. That's enough. I get the
Van Gogh Museum.
I understand.
Anne Frank's house.
Is Vincent Van Gogh the biggest example of not being able to get the flowers while you can still smell them?
You mean how he wasn't famous till after he died?
Yeah, he wasn't appreciated.
Yeah.
While he was alive. My art teacher showed us a movie that stuck with me.
Didn't he get his ear bit off or something?
Cut off. I believe he cut his own ear off.
That's a little. Maybe as a cry for help. Messed up.
Right? Didn't he cut his own ear off as a cry for help?
Cry for help.
He's a depressed man. He's broke, bro.
Sounds like it. Why don't you cut your ear off?
For some reason, we had to watch a movie called A Starry Night in art class where I guess Vincent Van Gogh comes back to life and like travels through time. It's like a time. I don't know, but it's stuck with me. There's a song that accompanies it called Starry, Starry Night, and I think about it often. Miss Jestrab.
I've never really understood paintings and, like, what is art and what is not.
That doesn't surprise me.
I mean, you act like you have.
I'm very in touch with the art.
I mean, Van Gogh has, like, his own.
If you can't look at a Starry, Starry Night, or just Starry, Starry Night, and see beauty, that's on you, bro.
I'm talking about some of this. Like, when you look at Van Gogh's stuff, you
exceptionalism.
He's got a certain, like, it's that kind of fuzzy look to all his stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. He's got a certain thing with his art. But a lot of these other artists, I just don't understand. You know, you see things in the museums now, and it's just like a stripe of orange. It's like, this is art, $5,000. Like, some of the stuff they call art nowadays, I don't think it's art.
I'm interested to know how Van Gogh did the self-portrait. Also love that painting of him.
I don't know, but it doesn't look himself. Like
he... I'm like, how did you do this, bro? Like, I guess you had a mirror and just remembered the way you look. Like, that's...
I guess
you didn't have cameras to take pictures of yourself, so you had to do your... Like, that's a pretty good flex for, like, a selfie, right? Like...
Yeah, just paint your own.
My man Van Gogh, like, was, you know, I'm going to be a legend, and they're going to need to know what I look like.
So what is, like, Picasso... Look at Picasso.
That's
paintings.
Cubism.
Yeah.
So he had his
Picasso's
own.
Picasso's are a little weird.
Okay, so his, yeah. His are weird. His were very artistic, though. And Van Gogh's were, too. I'm just talking about some of these things I see these days that pass off as art. Like, these guys are legends, obviously. You know what I'm saying, though? I'm just saying you don't see a lot of Michelangelo's anymore.
You ever seen that, like, video? I think it was going around Twitter once where somebody had, like, left some glasses on the ground and people were, like, taking pictures of it. It was in, like, an art museum and people were taking pictures of it because they thought it was art.
Right. Like, there's so much, there's a lot of stupid art out there these days. Now, Da Vinci. Now, he had, okay, so between the Mona Lisa, the Last Supper, the Vitruvian Man. Now, this guy, you can see why he's famous.
With the Mona Lisa, I don't get it. I don't get the appeal of the Mona Lisa.
She's just so devious looking.
That's it for you, the deviousness?
Well, it's almost like you expect her to blink, you know?
Is that the appeal of it? She looks alive, maybe?
I don't know.
I don't get it with her.
The Last Supper, he did great, though.
Yeah, that one's great. That one's powerful.
Do you know what year The Last Supper was done in?
3 A.D.? 4 A.D.?
1498. It's actually not that long ago.
No, I thought you meant like when The Last Supper was.
Oh,
when it was done, when they had the Last Supper.
Wouldn't it be B? Well,
it'd have to be.
It'd be not AD, because didn't he die after?
No, I thought.
Because isn't AD after death?
No, it's like Anno.
I always assume that too, but it's like Anno Domino or something.
It means in the year of our. It means in the year of our Lord, and I wanted to say it started while he was still alive. I want to say.
Guess I don't know how time works.
We just made it up, kind of. Like, not me, we as in me and Cody, but just like we as a society.
It's a concept, yeah.
But no, many people think it means after death, but it does not. It means in the year of our Lord.
Pretty sure they taught me that in church. Church may have lied to me.
So if Da Vinci was not at the Last Supper, how could he have painted it? How could he have known what went down during that
event? I don't think it's an accurate representation. I think it might just be the way he visualizes it.
The way he assumes it is. But now what? But his painting, though, is how I always envision the Last Supper, though.
That's pretty powerful, right?
Yeah, and Jesus might have done just a whole different thing.
They might not have been sitting there at all.
Exactly. It might not have even happened.
That was a long table, too.
Now, here on BBC, it says that, it says the Last Supper was on a Wednesday. Okay, but they claim it was Wednesday, April 1st. Oh, man, that's a sick April Fool's joke.
Yeah, it is.
is that where April Fool comes from? Oh, my God, I hope not.
Maybe.
They're saying AD 33, which... Again, I didn't think AD started just when Jesus was born. Like, I guess they backdated because, like, in the year of our Lord, I guess they figured, like, hey, here's our Lord. Like, they couldn't have started that, like, you know, as he was alive.
AD 33. So are we in AD 2019 now?
Well, it's 2019 AD, but yeah. I feel like the number always comes before the AD, but they have it AD.
So you're saying, so that was only like 1900 and something years ago?
Well, it's 2019, so.
Well, I know, but minus the 33.
Sure.
That's if you want me to do all the math. What's that, 1986 years ago?
Sorry. Again, I didn't think it started right when he was born. I thought, like, we didn't.
I want to time travel.
I don't.
Imagine.
What if you get stuck? What if you get stuck, bro? What if you time travel back to somewhere bad and you get stuck? What if you mess something up? What if it's a butterfly effect? And you go ruin.
You could probably become
rich.
That's
not how it works.
You could probably become rich.
That's not how it works.
Of course.
If you time travel, you can't actually affect anything.
Yeah, it like starts a whole new timeline. So like if you travel back into
the past,
a
whole different timeline,
that would become your future.
I'm just thinking like
amazing. Whoa, hold on.
You know what I mean?
So if you travel back in the past,
and if you got like stuck, like that's your future. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay, so what about the butterfly effect? Can you go back and change something?
Apparently, that's not how it works.
It probably is.
At least that's how. That's apparently how physicists say it.
So there's 10 different Hitlers, and 10 different dimensions. Like if you go back, you can't kill Hitler because it's already happened another time.
Well,
another timeline. I always turn movies off. That's like my one deal breaker. I was watching a show on Netflix. I won't say what name it was, but everyone's like, "This show's so good. It's so creepy. It's so great." Like 5 episodes in, they started time traveling. I was like, "Nope, I'm out. I can't keep up with the timelines." I don't like it. The only time travel movie I can deal with is Hot Tub Time Machine. Hot Tub Time Machine 2, I could also tolerate.
Are you referring to Stranger Things?
No. That one kind of confuses me, too, with the Upside Down, but I can kind of figure that one out. Dark on Netflix. It's a German show.
A little too sci-fi for you?
Yeah, like once you start time traveling, I'm just like, I'm out. No, can't do it. I can't keep up with it.
I'm just thinking.
I've been a little bothered. I've been watching this new version of this new season of American Horror Story. It's got some time travel vibes in it a little bit, or at least like this guy can't die. He keeps going back a lot. I'm like, really losing me here. I need to be a little bit more realistic. The time travel is just something I can't handle. Although it was fascinating, the Charles Chaplin. Right, is his name Charlie Chaplin?
Charlie Chaplin.
I was trying to make him more dignified. In the Charlie Chaplin, there's that movie where the guy's walking with what looks like a cell phone. That always bothered me.
Yeah, that's wild.
That was always cool to me.
Yeah.
I could get into that one. They're like, oh, it's actually a shoe. And you're just like, why the hell is he walking around with a shoe up to his ear? Like, phones were even invented here, bro. Or cell phones, especially.
And who is he calling? That means there's two people in there.
I'm just thinking.
Because I imagine you can't go back to time and call somebody in 2019 A.D.,
I'm thinking how neat it would be to see how things were and actually experience them for what they were back in the day. Like when Jesus Christ was around. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like to actually follow him around and see that kind of stuff I mean, whether you're religious or not, like, most people acknowledge that he existed.
Just read the Bible, and you can visualize that you were there.
No, I mean, it's not the same thing, though. That's a book. I mean, actually being there. Or like...
Bible, the movie.
Like, say that, or like the Civil War.
Mel Gibson made a movie, sort of, about this.
The Civil War era. You know?
Yeah, that sounds great. Let's get like there just, where everyone
I'm talking about just observing
Cam,
what...
you're not...
I'm out. Okay,
Cam, we're not taking you back with us.
You know what I mean? Just to just to see it. Just to see what's happening.
They do the... you want to go to the Renaissance Fair? Just go to Civil War reenactment.
I'm talking about the real thing. Being out on the prairie in the 1800s. How difficult was life, you know? Or going back to the Revolutionary War where they dumped the tea in the harbor. Like, what was that like?
I bet they had adrenaline going when they threw all that tea into the water, right?
Or back
like
in
they were like, yeah, let's go!
Yeah. Back in the, like...
imagine what kind of big... like that'd be like winning a Super Bowl. Or, like, you know, they're just doing something really, like, crazy. You threw all that tea in the harbor. You're like, all right, there is no turning back now.
Seeing the dinosaurs.
But also, like, the terror that they probably felt when those British soldiers shot everybody in the square, though, right? That kind of got the whole thing popping.
Yeah.
But that was really
the original mass shooting in America.
Yeah.
Going and seeing the dinosaurs. Just think about everything that's evolved over the years. Like being the first person to see like the Grand Canyon.
What?
I don't know. The Great Wall of China. I mean, that's still there. I guess you can go see that one.
So, imagine being the first person that saw the Grand Canyon. That's where you go, like on your like in your time.
When Napoleon was halted by the harsh Russian winter.
You're going to lots of dangerous.
You just want to go freeze. So you want to go freeze in Russia, bro?
I'm thinking of the most amazing things that have ever happened on this planet, and to see them happen would be cool.
The good news is, I think this is the whole concept of reading is fun. Like you're supposed to read and like feel like you're there. This is why reading history is, you know, why people love it.
I've been having a real urge. I told you this the other day. I've been having a real urge lately.
I'll take you to Gettysburg. We'll go to the Civil War.
I've been to Gettysburg. I've been to Gettysburg. We should go. I've been there.
Okay.
It's a haunted place. You ever been there at night?
I've never been, period.
Yeah. I've never been at night.
They did that in Remember the Titans, and then they went undefeated.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I don't think they actually did, though, that the book.
Wasn't there?
Or the real
weren't
life.
They supposed to be in Virginia? Mm-hmm. In that movie? Mm-hmm. How'd they get to Gettysburg? That's in Pennsylvania. Is that where their camp was? Are we supposed to assume that?
Didn't really happen. That's one of the reasons I don't like Remember the Titans.
Because it shows them just going on this run from their camp.
No, it's a bus trip, though. They take the bus trip to camp.
But are we supposed to believe their camp is up in Pennsylvania?
Probably. I mean, I don't. But they do show them getting on the bus because, remember, it's like the white people bus, black people on one bus.
Right, but when they get to the camp, then they go on that run,
man.
That morning run.
Why do you think they went undefeated? They went on a 100-mile run.
Must have been in good shape, I guess.
That was talking... art, time travel, history, and Remember the Titans with John and Cody. We'll be back on the other side.
My name is John Reed, and for years people made fun of me for not drinking beer. I tried to find some replacements, but they were all far too sugary and left me feeling bad. Lucky for me, I found Truly Hard Seltzer. It's refreshing with only 1 gram of sugar. You truly love to see it.
It's the dawn of a new game day, and Truly Hard Seltzer is subbing in for light beer. With 5% ABV, only 100 calories, and as light and refreshing. Game day with Truly Hard Seltzer. Drink what you truly want. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, drink responsibly.
Miss Q by Cam. We're doing power rankings, Cam. Power rankings. We're getting ready to power rank the college football game of the weekend. Do want to remind you, though, that we will be at Elkmont Exchange for the Alabama game. I'll get there about 8 o'clock. Come by, have a beer, hang out with us. If you leave at halftime, you leave at halftime. But let's celebrate at least last week's win. Eat some food. Have some dinner. They have cocktails, too, if you don't like beer. Come on, hang out. All right, let's power rank the college football games of the weekend starting right.
I've got the power.
The power lies on their side. Go, go, power.
Rankings. Rankings.
Go, go, power.
Rankings.
I need more than power.
Rankings.
All day, all
Kings.
All right, let's do a little power ranking. Cody, give me your top five college football games of the weekend.
All right, number five, I'm going to go with Auburn at Arkansas. Starting the day off, early game. It's a noon game. Now, disgusting. Listen, I know Arkansas is awful, but Auburn's got a big game next week against LSU. Arkansas's got nothing to lose. You got the old Gus Malzahn tie
nothing
here.
Nothing to lose but their respect.
You got the Gus Malzahn tie here. I think this is going to be a close game. Auburn going on the road. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a close game. There's going to be some intrigue in this game. I'm just telling you. It's going to be close. It's going to be close. Closer than the experts think.
Closer than the experts
Look, I could have gone Temple at SMU number five, but I got to be honest with myself. Even though that's going to be a good game,
I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah. I'm not going to watch Temple and SMU.
I appreciate the honesty.
Number four, I'm going Arizona State at Utah. Game between ranked teams in the Pac-12. A couple of big Pac-12 games this weekend. Herm Edwards, Kyle Whittingham game in Utah. Should be a good one. Should be a good Pac-12 game. Number three, I go with Oregon at Washington. I think that's the better Pac-12 game. That's the higher profile Pac-12 game. Now, I'm still intrigued in the Pac-12. None of these teams really have a chance to do anything. But that's your 3:30 ABC matchup. That's probably going to be your best 3:30 game. So we'll get a national audience for Oregon at Washington. Herbert, you know, Chris Peterson, both ranked. We'll see what happens. Number two, I'm going Florida at South Carolina. A lot of intrigue here. Florida needs a win coming off of a tough loss, their first loss to LSU in Death Valley. South Carolina coming off of a very emotional win on the road at Georgia. And I think the natural progression that people are thinking as well, Florida needs a win here. South Carolina on an emotional high. Florida should win the game. But I think it's going to be a tricky game. They're going to Columbia. I think it'll be a good game. Apparently, there's a ton of injuries on both teams for this game, based on reports I've heard this week. So this is going to be one of those kind of weird games on the schedule, and it fits in a weird spot. And we play South Carolina next week, so I want to see how they look. So this is my number two.
What's your number one?
Michigan at Penn State. My number one game in the nightcap, the ABC primetime game. Wolverines go on the road against the Nittany Lions of Penn State. Penn State still undefeated. Michigan still has a chance to make noise there. But the top of the Big Ten is interesting. It has been the last few years. I think that this should be a decent game. I mean, Harbaugh needs this one. For his for some respect, he's lost a lot of respect.
Number five for me, Arizona State at Utah. Number four for me, Florida at South Carolina. I want to see how South Carolina looks coming off of a win and how can they handle that. And again, kind of scout next week's opponent. Was last week a fluke or are they actually good? Kind of feel like Florida's going to kill them. Kind of feel like Florida's going to blow them out, but we'll see. Number three for me, Oregon at Washington. People are souring on Justin Herbert. Some NFL executives said this is the guy who's going to get a lot of people fired. If you draft him, you will get fired. So people are souring on Justin Herbert. See how he looks. Feels like it's been a while since Chris Peterson's won a big game at Washington. Feels like they've been kind of losing these.
They're really good at home, though.
Yeah, but I mean, it feels like. To me, he's kind of played himself out of tier two as a head coach. We'll see how he does against Oregon. Number two, you didn't have this one. This is where we differ. Baylor at Oklahoma State. I found myself rooting for Baylor. I really like Matt Rhule. I think what he's done at Baylor, you make that face, that's fine, but like what he's done at Baylor, it's kind of cool. Took them from basically the death penalty to having them ranked at 18 in the country, 6-0. That's kind of crazy, right? They're 6-0. They go on the road at Oklahoma State. Can they keep it rolling?
Is Oklahoma State good this year?
I think they're the typical Oklahoma State. 4-2, score a bunch of points. Not going to win anything. Just kind of be who you are. Get to 9-3 or 8-4. Like, that's just what Oklahoma State is.
They used to be better than that.
Seems like their quarterback play hasn't been near as good. six games, only 1,300 yards from their quarterback, 10 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Doesn't seem like they're very good. Baylor, can they go on the road and get a win? And number one, Michigan at Penn State, the battle of the coaches that are maybe overrated but still really good. I think both these coaches are overrated, but I think they're both really good.
Who's it?
Michigan and Penn State.
Harbaugh. That's your number one,
Franklin.
Too.
Yeah.
It's a big game for Harbaugh.
It's a big game for Franklin, too.
Yeah. I mean, Franklin's undefeated, though. He could probably afford a loss.
A home loss to Michigan? A one-dimensional Michigan team? That was one of the low points of my fandom right here, this game they're showing, where the Patriots beat the Titans 59-0.
What are these uniforms?
Throwbacks. All right, let's go turn left. Hurry, turn left. We're running out of time. Turn left. West Hills Tractor. Let's turn.
I want you to go back out on that track and hit the pace car.
Hit the pace car?
Hit the pace car!
What for?
Because you hit every other damn thing out there, I want you to be perfect.
Hang it on, Earhart. You scared of the competition? I'm just as poor and stupid as you. I'm going to drive, and I'm going to go fast, and I'm going to turn to the left again.
Can we just get back to the subject of racing, please?
Hell, bring it on, Danica.
Son of a bitch just slammed into me!
No, he didn't slam into you, he didn't bump you, he didn't nudge you. He rubbed you. And rubbing, son, is racing.
Dude, check it out, Kenny! My very own NASCAR! Aw, oh, cool, huh, Kenny? Beep, beep!
There's only one good thing about coming to these races. The vibrations from the car. Oh, I love this car!
All right, so we are at a Kansas Speedway this week. Last game of this round, or last race of this round before they cut the field to 8 teams. You know, classic intermediate oval here at Kansas, so lots of drivers good at this track, good at these types of tracks. Chase Elliott is the defending champion here. And he would actually need a big week because he is 22 points behind the cut line at the moment. He's sitting at the 10 spot. And so, yeah, they're cutting it to 8 after this race, so he could use a big one. So could Clint Bowyer. This is his home track, actually, but he's 24 points points below the cut line, so he could also use a big week here to try and
faster,
get back
Cam,
into that
faster,
top 8.
Faster, 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 faster!
Favorites are Truex, then Harvick, Elliott and Bush are tied for third, and then Keselowski at
faster.
Fourth. It's a big race. Yeah, we're about to go to 8. So the people that are above the cut line, Larson's at 1, Blaney's at 2, Hamlin's at 3, Truex at 4, Bush at 5, Harvick at 6, Keselowski at 7, Logano at 8. Larson and Blaney are already through because they have wins.
Oh, late, so there are 7 and 8 on the chopping block.
Yeah, Keselowski and Logano are
those,
close.
Those are two guys you know, yeah. Too, so they got to get up to 6. How far away are they from 6, do you know, on points-wise?
From 6, I'm not sure.
Okay,
because
they need to get in the top 6, right? Because the other two guys have automatically qualified.
No, so they're still in the top 8. Like, they're in the top 8 right now. There's 6 spots left. But
Right, so you have to be in the top 6 after this to get through, is what I'm saying, because the other two guys have already got automatic bids, right, since they won?
Yeah,
so now like, they'll just be in the top 6 and points go with them to make it 8, right?
Pretty much.
So Keselowski and Logano are on the chopping block, right? Are they're on the outside
looking
in. They're
above the cut line right now.
But I thought you said they're in 7th and 8th.
They are in 7th. Yeah, total. Like, if you include the people that are automatically in.
So they put those two guys automatically in plus 8?
But they, like, no, there's 6 behind them.
Right, so. Wouldn't they be 7 and 8, like, on the outside looking in? Or wouldn't it just be the top 6?
No, 9 and 10 are the outside looking in. Because they still, like, list them in the standings.
Oh, so two people who have already qualified are in the top 6.
They're still listed. Yeah, they're winning the
standings.
Where
are they?
Right
oh, they're in one. Okay,
yeah,
that's
so,
my bad.
Yeah,
that's
so
my bad.
So, yeah, Logano and Keselowski are right at the edge. But Bowman, Chase Elliott, Clint Bowyer, and William Byron are the ones that are below the line
now.
So, my picks for this week, I think Keselowski will get it done. I got Keselowski winning.
Clutch.
Followed by Truex, Elliott, Harvick,
Keselowski
and Eric Jones.
Clutch. I've always said that.
He's been good at this track, too, so...
Put all your money on Keselowski.
But, yeah, that's what I got this week. And, yeah, after this, we'll have the field cut to 8, and it'll get even more exciting.
NFL preview coming up next! right, let's go into our NFL preview. I want to remind you, if you are wanting to wager this weekend, my bookie, promo code Knoxville, we will use my bookie's point spreads when referencing these games. Obviously, last night you had the Chiefs and Broncos play. The four teams on a bye this week, Browns, Steelers, Bucks, and Panthers. So those six teams will not be included in this preview. First game, Rams-Falcons. Cam, feels like it is do or die for your Falcons. Feels like it's probably do or die for Dan Quinn, correct?
Yeah, this is a huge game. We're at home. Rams have been struggling. Yeah, this is a must-win for him if he wants to keep his job. Absolutely.
Can't afford another bad defensive performance, right?
Yeah, they were talking about Deion Jones looked really good at practice this week. Trufant's out with an injury again, so they're missing their top corner, which doesn't bode well for that pass defense because it's been struggling.
Feels promising that the Falcons are only three-point underdogs.
Yeah.
The underdogs have been really good so far this year, so if you've been playing underdogs all year, you've made a bunch of money.
ESPN, FBI said, favorites the Falcons for some reason, but
over under 55 seems low. Like, I feel like I'm just taking every over in every Falcons game.
Absolutely.
Texans at Colts, big AFC matchup, AFC South matchup. Colts 1-point favorites. Colts coming off of a bye. Marlon Mack banged up. Looks like T.Y. Hilton's gonna play. Cody, Texans or Colts? Who you got?
Texans.
Texans?
Give me the Texans.
Any reason why?
I like the Texans.
You like the Texans
to win this game. I think Deshaun Watson is the best quarterback.
He's
the best quarterback in the league right now, besides Russell Wilson.
Okay.
And I think that they will go into Indianapolis and they will score more points than the Colts do.
T.Y. Hilton has been really, really good the last couple of times he's played this Texans secondary. He looks healthy enough to play. Could be a big weekend for him. This is a big matchup in the AFC South. I guess I got to root for the Colts because I don't want the Texans to get out to 5-2 because I'm still haven't given up hope for the Titans just yet. I'm getting close. Just not yet.
One more week.
With Mahomes being out, that Chiefs game looks winnable. We win this weekend. We play the Bucks. We could be looking at 5-4. I'm just not giving up yet.
Tannehill, the guy. I mean, maybe.
I mean, before we play the Chiefs, we'll play, I guess, at Carolina. That's also winnable. Like, Titans, I've looked and I'm like, I can see a path to 6-4 heading into the bye week. So I haven't given up yet. We'll see how Tannehill looks. I haven't given up, okay? Let me have some hope.
All right.
Let me hope.
I am.
Dolphins-Bills. Bills 17-point favorites. I expect they beat down in this game. Although if Ryan Fitzpatrick starting, it becomes a little bit more interesting because that offense did look better with him than it did Josh Rosen. I like Josh Allen, and we'll see what Devin Singletary looks like this week getting back on the field. He's had one good week of running the ball, and then he's been hurt since, so we'll see how he looks against the Dolphins defense that should give it up pretty easily. Number two. I don't know what number one would be. I don't know why I said that. Vikings at Lions. Another. This is the second big division matchup we talked about. That's what I'll go with. The number two big division matchup that we'll talk about. Vikings going on the road to Detroit. Vikings, 2-point favorites. Lions coming off of a short week. This is a game where Kirk Cousins throws a bunch of interceptions, right? Can I go on record and say that? Like, take the Lions, +2, Lions are winning this week.
Yeah, that would seem to be right up Kirk Cousins' alley to have a huge game and, crap the bed here.
Please put me on record in saying that the Vikings crash back down to earth. Take the Detroit Lions. Darius Slay, Justin Coleman will bother Kirk Cousins. This is going to be a 2 or 3 interception game for Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, it's hard to see Kirk Cousins not throwing a couple picks against that secondary.
Please put it down. Must-win game for Jacksonville as they head to Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's an awful game.
Terrible game.
Terrible game.
Life without Jalen Ramsey now begins.
Maybe the worst game on the schedule.
Jaguars only 4-point favorites heading into Cincinnati, which seems kind of crazy.
I can't watch the Bengals play.
Their offensive line is trash. Their offensive line is no good, very bad.
It's something about those black stripes on that orange. I cannot watch them play.
I kind of like their jerseys, to be honest.
I do not care for that.
And then another game that's kind of a throwaway, the 49ers going to Washington. I expect the 49ers to keep rolling. The 49ers are 10-point favorites currently. I'd be surprised if they let the Redskins hang around. The 49ers are one of those teams, in my opinion, that you don't mind betting big spreads on because they're not a team that's going to give up a garbage time touchdown, and they're a team that can run the ball well. If I had Tevin Coleman, I'm putting him in my starting lineup in fantasy. Quite frankly, if I have Matt Breida, probably also putting him in the flex or RB2 situation. I think both these running backs are going to eat this week. I'd be surprised if the 49ers came out of this game with less than like 180 yards on the ground. I think they're just going to run it down their throats.
And feel good about them covering 10.
I lean that way, yeah. I think it's the game where the 49ers get up and, you know, get up and win by two touchdowns or more. Yeah, I think that they get up early and then just squeeze Case Keenum. I'm benching McLaurin. If I have him in fantasy, I'm not starting any Redskins on offense. I would start my 49ers, though. Last 1 o'clock game we haven't talked about, Cardinals at Giants. Kyler Murray versus Daniel Jones. Saquon Barkley looks like he's back, full practice. David Johnson, however, was...
He's going to go.
He's going to go? Okay.
Yeah, they announced Ingram and Barkley will play.
But what about David Johnson? Have we have an update on him?
I haven't seen anything, but I'll look.
Yeah, I was going to say, because David Johnson didn't practice yesterday. So I'd be a little worried if I had him in fantasy. But we saw the same thing with Alvin Kamara last week, and then he actually did play on Sunday. So maybe Johnson gives it a go, but Saquon's back. Saquon
Big
and
game.
Evan Ingram.
Big game for Barkley. 30 fantasy points for Barkley this week.
I wouldn't be surprised if he did. Yeah, I would start all, you know, my running backs against Arizona. I feel good about them. And
he's going to run all over them.
Saquon should be ready to eat. Feels like the Giants minus -3 would be the play here. Like the Giants having their whole offense except Sterling Shepard be healthy.
First
you
time
you
kind of
swap out Shepard, you kind of swap out Sterling Shepard and Golden Tate. You know, Tate's back, Shepard's gone. So I mean, I would think the Giants could score points here.
First time we get to see him against or with Daniel Jones and Saquon together with the whole thing.
Two young quarterbacks that you know drafted this year. Two rookies, Kyler Murray, Daniel Jones. I think that'll be a fun game.
Yeah. Did we talk about Oakland and Green Bay?
No, sorry, I didn't see that. Is this maybe it's just not listed right now in my bookie. Oakland, Green Bay. Yeah, I guess there's no point spread for that currently as they wait on Devontae Adams, but Devontae Adams has been rolled out already, right? So I don't know why there's not a spread up on my bookie right now. Oakland, Green Bay, this is a pretty good opportunity for Oakland off a bye week, playing the Packers off a short week. No Devontae Adams, no Valdez-Scantling, right?
Valdez-Scantling. Yeah, they're both in – him and Allison are both in concussion protocol.
So they could be without Devontae
That's
Adams,
all three.
Geronimo Allison, and Valdez-Scantling.
And I think Jimmy Graham had something going on.
Jimmy Graham's banged up, too.
Graham sucks. I'm not worried about that. Put Mercedes Lewis in. You won't miss anything. I'm riding with Alan Lazard. Alan Lazard, I'm riding with him in fantasy this week. Alan Lazard is going to score two touchdowns against you this weekend, Cersei Lannister's army.
I picked him up in another league, so – hopefully he does something. Well, I don't know. I don't know if I'd rather lose to you or I don't want to lose to you.
Yeah.
I'm not picking him up in the other league. I'm not starting him. What's his name? Adam.
Allen.
Allen Lazard.
He's the one who had that really nice touchdown catch. He had a good fourth quarter for the Packers against the Lions when they had to have it. So I would imagine this will be a similar game to what you saw with the Cowboys. Not in the score. Like, I don't think Green Bay will be able to get up a huge lead, but Green Bay tried to control the ground, run the ball a lot. Could be a big Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams game.
Oh, it's going to be a big Aaron Jones game.
Maybe. They went away from him and played a lot of Jamal Williams.
Update on David Johnson. The only thing I've seen is he was limited at practice recently. But, yeah.
Okay, so they're still kind of expected to go.
Yeah, so I guess he'll go, but okay. I haven't seen the official word yet.
Cool. Get to the 4 o'clock windows, but before we do, what do we think the best 1 o'clock game is? Vikings-Lions? Is that the best 1 o'clock window?
Yeah.
Texans-Colts?
Texans-Colts.
I think Cardinals-Giants would be entertaining, just seeing those young quarterbacks and seeing Saquon Barkley back. But, yeah, I'd go with Texans-Colts and Vikings-Lions. I want to see both those games.
Yeah, not the best 1 o'clock window we've seen.
No, it's not. No, it's not. That's what happens.
I'm interested in Rams-Falcons, too.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun to watch if you can stomach that defense.
Yeah.
Rams need a really good performance, but... Falcons got to win.
Yeah, they
too.
They both.
I guess we'll get to see Jalen Ramsey, so that will be exciting. Like seeing them, what Jalen Ramsey brings to that defense. Maybe
Julio
going to smoke him.
Maybe we'll see Ramsey versus Julio. That'll be a fun matchup.
Yeah, always is.
Get to the 4 o'clock window. Titans, Chargers, go Chargers. Who you got? Who you got?
I'll go with the Chargers.
Idiot,
I'm
Cam.
Taking,
who you got?
I'm taking the Titans.
Tighten up.
Yeah, I'm going with
Tannehill. Going to get it done.
Man, I feel good about watching Tannehill this weekend. That's where I'm at in my sports fandom. I'm looking for Ryan Tannehill to come and save me.
I mean, it should be.
Advocate.
So far against that particular division, the Titans.
Trill, by the way.
The Titans have scored 0 points this year against the AFC West. So, you know, not a good look in the division so far. Maybe they'll have a better look this week against the Chargers. I'm going Chargers. Chargers need this.
I do think the Titans, like, the Titans have kind of dealt with the same issues that the Chargers had, right? Of, like, letting big fan bases come in and, you know, kind of make it feel like a neutral game. The Chargers don't have that fan base, so I feel like you might have a little bit more excitement.
It'll be like 13,000 people there.
It might be a sparse crowd, but we'll see. Maybe people will be energized by the idea of Ryan Tannehill coming out to play. I do think the offense look better. I do think you'll have, you know, this might, if you need a streaming option, if you need a daily fantasy option, like, I do kind of think A.J. Brown has a big game. The Chargers don't do well against run after the catch. Receivers who can run well after the catch have had good games against the Chargers. A.J. Brown runs well after the catch. And also, I do think you'll have a boost to the passing game from Ryan Tannehill. So,
man,
something to keep an eye on.
How many?
Big game from Corey Davis, I think. Yeah. Tannehill seemed to really like him at the end of that game last week.
Yeah, he threw it to him a couple times on the sideline. Same as A.J. Brown. I don't know if you were watching the game, Cam. A.J. Brown had a big 40-yard catch that got called back to a penalty. So, like, there was a boost to the wide receiver. So, I do think the Titans' offense will look better. I do think you'll have some opportunities for Derrick Henry around the goal line to score, and I do think the receivers will finally get the ball thrown to them.
Now, I still don't understand this 4 o'clock thing. Am I going to have to watch that garbage instead of the Saints and Bears?
Yes. And
but America's game of the week is Saints-Bears.
Oh, no. So, sorry. Hold on. Let me rephrase. No. It might not be, though. You might have to watch Baltimore-Seattle. I don't know. Which one's America's game of the week, Saints or
Saints
Bears?
Saints and Bears. Okay. I saw it's America's game of the week.
So that'll be on Fox. The bad news is you will not get a 1 o'clock CBS game. Is how I imagine that breaks down.
But there's not a lot going on. That should be.
Kind of would like to watch the Texans versus the
I'll send you some links to watch stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I got my red zone thing, so that should be fun.
Yeah, usually when the Titans play in the 4 o'clock window right here, especially when it's 4:05, they will probably not give you a 1 o'clock CBS game and then start at 4:05 to watch the Titans. So
you'll
get a Fox game, which will probably be Vikings-Lions or maybe Falcons-Rams.
Yeah,
and then they'll throw on the doubleheader. You'll still get America's game of the weekend.
That's cool. Thank God I don't have to watch the Titans.
Big game for the Titans. I hope they win. It's a really low over-under, though, so they're not giving a lot of respect. Over-under 40.5. They're not expecting a lot of points to be scored. I think the Titans' offense is going to look a lot better.
I wonder how many Chargers fans will be there.
I would imagine not many.
5, 10?
No, like
7.
7, yeah.
Shouldn't be many.
17, maybe.
It's not going to be a lot.
Ravens, Seahawks, this is a big game, I think, for both teams. Ravens, maybe not under a lot of pressure in the AFC North, but the Seahawks are in the NFC West. If they want to keep pace with the Redskins, Seahawks, only 3-point favorites. Baltimore's defense isn't good enough to come in and keep up with Seattle's offense, I don't think.
No.
I don't think. I would imagine the Seahawks win this game by at least a field goal. That would be one of my favorite plays of the weekend, Seahawks covering the 3.
Yeah, I like that too.
Bears coming off of a bye, 3.5-point favorites over the Saints, America's game of the weekend. Why are you pumping your fist? You're not a Bears fan.
This is where the Bears.
You're not a Bears
this
fan.
This is where the Saints.
You can't jump off the Rams when they're 3-3. You are riding with.
I like watching the Bears and I like watching the Rams. I'll be watching both teams.
Wow, now he's back to being neutral.
I like watching them both.
I love both. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I like watching them both.
Bears 3.5-point favorites. Is Trubisky playing this game? Do they know?
Yes, he's playing.
Trubisky's playing, so half of a bye week against the Saints team that has been good defensively, but can their offense score points against the Bears' defense coming off of a bye? That'll be the question.
Yeah, this could be really low scoring.
Over-under
really
of 38.
Yeah.
Over-under 38 on my book.
Hammer that
scoring.
Under. Hammer the under.
Yeah.
This is where this game is where the Rams will slip up. This is it right here.
Excuse me? The Saints?
Or not the Rams, the Saints. Yeah. This is where the Saints are going down.
Feels like a 17-6, 16-7 type of game. Feels like a low scoring. I would probably take the Bears and the under.
I think that's a good play.
Sunday night, America's game of the week in terms of, at least on NBC. Eagles on the road, Cowboys. Cowboys 2.5-point favorites. Big division game, Carson Wentz versus Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott, look, man, this is it. Like, you have to have a big game here. The Eagles secondary stinks. Look what the Eagles secondary just allowed Kirk Cousins to do. Cowboys have to win this game with their upcoming schedule. They're favored by 2.5. Cowboys have to win this game. I would play the Cowboys minus 2.5.
Has Dallas been on the road? Seems like all these games for Dallas are at home.
They played the Redskins on the road, the Saints on the road, and the Jets. Yeah, they've been on the road. They've been on the road. Their big games have all seemed to be at home, though, like the Packers.
I guess it's just the Packers, the Giants, and the Dolphins at home.
Yeah, they've been on the road. They've had, they haven't had like a loaded schedule. But
split evenly.
It's good that they get a chance this week against the Eagles. They need a win. It's a good thing they're at home and not on the road. Although in this series, the road team and the underdog has fared pretty well recently.
Imagine losing to the Jets.
Sam Darnold, man. Sam Darnold. He'll get a shot at the versus the Patriots at home on Monday Night Football. Not a great week for the NFL, but still get some key matchups. I'm looking forward to that Eagles-Cowboys game. Hopefully see Zeke Elliott run all over that defense. And Cowboys need a good offensive performance.
Doug Peterson guaranteed a win earlier in the week.
He did. Back it up, Doug. Let's see what you got. All right, that was our NFL preview. We'll hit last call. We'll pump the brakes. We'll keep rolling. Stick with us.